Proclamation number 3250 of 10th of September, 1944. Freedom of the will. Doctrine of predestination. I do not command the human will but leave it its freedom. I certainly remain constantly active in him by constantly supplying him with the strength to want, think and act as an independent being. And thus I am the originator of his life as well as of his thinking and wanting. For once something has emerged from my hand, I must also constantly put it into the state of being able to fulfill its purpose, which underlies every work of creation, every product of my strength of love. Otherwise my working could be denied wisdom, which, however, undeniably appears everywhere if the human being has reached a certain level of realization and has an open eye for my rule and working. But if I constantly supply all created things with vitality in order to be able to exist, then understandably all life, all activity, is dependent on my will and consequently also all organic activity of the human being, which only my will allows to come into operation, and thus it is I who works in the human being. Both the will and the accomplishment. For I gave the human being this ability as the highest work of creation on the visible earth. Without this gift, however, the human being would not be a free, independent being and thus would not be able to develop himself upwards. Yet I also gave him freedom of will, i.e., he is free to use the gift of will and accomplishment in every direction, and he will never be forced by me to take this or that direction. He will only be lovingly guided on his path of life such that he will be faced with decisions, because this is the purpose of his earthly life, that he will use his free will correctly. I want to make blissful creatures out of all people, yet beatitude depends on the will for good. Deciding in favor of the good in all, freedom of will brings the soul the highest bliss. But if the human being is good as a result of being influenced by me, then he is no longer a free, independent being, and without freedom there is no bliss. It is free will which should always and constantly be safeguarded, both in the earthly as well as in the spiritual kingdom, if all beings are to shape themselves in my image one day. And the question of free will is so extremely important that the human being will always be given an answer to it, so that his thinking will not be in error and thus the doctrine of salvation will become completely incomprehensible to him. I always instruct you humans in truth if you trustingly turn to me myself for clarification of such questions, and I convey this truth to you if you don't hear it yourselves, for your knowledge is inadequate if you are wrongly instructed in crucial questions and then want to build on it. The freedom of will must never ever be denied, otherwise you will reduce yourselves to machines which have to willingly accept everything Roman 1, the Lord of creation, want. My will is indeed decisive, yet I never determine the individual being's course of development, just as I never push its will into a certain direction and thus impair the freedom of thought. Instead, the decision is left to the human being himself, and as his decision is, so is his state of maturity. I bestow the blessings on every individual person unmeasured, and thus his will to accept my blessings alone is decisive as to what extent they can take effect on him and what strength he now has at his disposal to put his will into action. My love applies to all my living creations, and therefore I also allocate the same measure of grace to all living creations, yet how they use it is up to them. For I certainly command heaven and earth, but I do not force human will. Amen.